Comments first. A real deposition involves attorneys for both parties and it is transcribed. It is a discovery function. Under the impeachment protocol, the Congress has the power to impeach. Their legislative function in the case of impeachment converts to a judiciary function. The impeachment inquiry can only be started after a formal vote on the House floor. As a result of the Speaker's failure to hold that vote, the current situation of depriving President Trump of his due process rights under the Constitution ensued. It is the Judiciary Committee that oversees an impeachment inquiry and not the Intelligence Committee. Pelosi claimed over a week ago that there is a formal impeachment inquiry. Today, she said that the Congress will not hold a floor vote for a formal impeachment inquiry. What is it then, what they are doing now? Is it or is it not a formal impeachment inquiry? It is not. Any impeachment process that does not provide for due process violates the Constitution. This deprivation of due process rights would be reviewable by the U.S. Supreme Court if and when the process ended and President Trump sought review. An impeachment process that clearly and overtly demonstrates a flagrant, arbitrary, and capricious disregard for constitutional principles would demand intervention by SCOTUS. So far, the House has acted ex-constitutionally. If they continue to do so by ignoring President Trump's basic God-given constitutional rights, they violate their oaths of office and must themselves be removed from Congress. No law, rule, or regulation can serve to abrogate a right guaranteed by the Constitution. Miranda v. Arizona, USSCT.